Hallelujah. I feel God in this place. Amen. What you're feeling is Jesus. Amen. You may not understand why we shout, why we run, why we dance, why we clap our hands. But we're simply just being obedient to the Word of God. Because victory is in all of those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews 12, 1. I'm going to not be very long. You're going to read it in the King James, and I'm going to read it in the Modern English Version. Therefore, since we are compassed with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. I will preach to you for a little while today. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word today, for the anointed worship, Lord God, that has come into this place. The words that have been spoken, Lord God, are directly in line with your will and plan today, Jesus. God, you're here to do the miraculous. God, anybody here with need in their body can be healed today, God. Lord, anybody here today with need of direction in their life, God, you can direct them. God, anything is possible, Lord God. Lord, that you can do, Lord Jesus, you're a healer. The world don't believe it, but you are a healer. God, and you're healing people in this hour. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. Praise the name of Jesus. God bless you today. Y'all, you can be seated. I'm sorry. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. I'm so thankful for these wonderful young people that are here today. Jairi, Sire, and that young man back there, Darren, Duran, Darren, King, whoever you are. Praise God. Many, many, many years ago, remember bringing them to church, going and picking them up, bringing them to church, just little youngins. Amen. And I said, one day, they experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. Some of them had received it. I think you received it. And there was great things happened in their family. God kept them, and God done great things in their lives. And I said, one day, we lost contact, and one day, God, you're going to bring them back. And I'm going to see their faces again. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. God has his hand on their life. Amen. Whether you know it or not, God has his hand on you. And you, if you will follow him, he will take you and do great things with your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think what you do for God doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it matters. Praise God. God don't make mistakes. He don't take you places and get you involved with people's lives for no reason. He's got a plan. He's got a reason. And you're there for a reason. Praise God. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about endurance. Endurance is also related to sufferance. It's a resilience, constitution of fortitude, and a hardiness. It is the ability of an organism to exert itself and remain active for a long period of time, as well as its ability to resist or to withstand or to recover from and have immunity to trauma, wounds, or fatigue. May I remind you today that you are in a battle. You're in a war. You have signed up, if you have repented of your sins and been baptized in Jesus' name and had the glorious power of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues in your life, you have signed up, my friend, for a battle. And you will fight that battle till Jesus comes and splits the eastern sky. And you will have some of these things come upon your life. But I'm here to tell somebody that if you will endure, if you will stand strong, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ, you will see His glorious face one day. Amen. And you will stand before Him. Hallelujah. Lord God, He will touch you in a mighty way and you'll never be the same. We are living in what seems to be the most trying times of our lives. Amen. This world is going crazy. Amen. People are shooting people. People are doing crazy things. It's out of control. Amen. If you watch the news, you come to church, you are scared out of your mind. You don't understand where it's going, what life is doing. They are fear-mongering everybody and causing you to fear and be out of control in understanding that God is in control of our lives. We are the people of God and we are the body of Christ and His hand is upon our lives. And if we'll trust in Him, He will not allow any harm to come to us. Hallelujah. We must trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. We must have His power evident in our lives. We must walk in it every day. Amen. We must have Him. We are so close to the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today, we are so close to the coming of Jesus Christ. He is going to return back for His people very, very soon. I don't care how many times you've heard that. It is going to happen. So many things in the Word of God are coming to pass. It's going to happen. His Word will not fail. Amen. If it's written in the Bible, I will believe it till I die. Hallelujah. It's going to take place. It's going to come to pass in your life. It's time not to turn back or turn around. Amen. It's no time to play games with God. Amen. It's time to set our eyes as a flint on the things of God and to begin to find out what is righteous in His eyes and begin to apply and do those things that are righteous in God's eyes, because He's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He wants you to be holy. He wants you to be set apart. He wants you to be different. He wants you to look different. He wants you to talk different. He wants you to act different. Jesus Christ is looking for a bride. Hallelujah. Set apart for Him. Amen. And soon, and very soon, He is coming to get us and take us home to be with Him. Amen. You've just got to endure. Yeah. Amen. So many of us are enduring some trials in our life right now. Amen. We're enduring some things. We don't see what is going on in our lives. We don't know what we're facing. We don't know who's coming at us. But we are in a fight. Let me remind you that there is an adversary called the devil, and he is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's come here today to devour you. Amen. He wants to hinder you from living for Jesus Christ. He wants to lie to you. He wants to tell you that you'll never be free from your burden of sin. I'm here to tell you that is a lie. Hallelujah. From the depths of hell. Amen. Jesus Christ paid a price for you. And all you got to do is call upon His name today and He'll set you free. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you don't know what else to do, when you don't have the energy to run, when you don't have the energy to walk, when you don't have the energy to crawl, just stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just endure it. Hallelujah. Just stand on His word. Hallelujah. Know that He is with you. He is for you. He is fighting for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is our, He's our King. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a prince of the air, and that's all He is a prince. But there is a King of all kings and a Lord of all lords, and His name is Jesus Christ. And He is fighting for you today. Sometimes we just have to stand and wait for God to do what He does. Amen. It's okay to just stand and wait. Just to hear the word of God speak to you and direct you and guide you and lead you. Amen. It's time today just to stand. Yes. Hallelujah. You're enduring when you stand for Jesus Christ. You may not know what is going on. You may not see God at that moment. You may not hear His voice. You may not know if He's even there. But if you will just stand, you will see God work in your life. My friend, we are not alone when the going gets tough. We're not alone today. Amen. We have God fighting our battle. Elijah had just seen some amazing miracles. And then it seemed that the bottom fell out of his old world. Right. He just seen 400 prophets stand and defy the God of Elijah and say, if your God can bring fire down, we'll serve Him. But if our God brings it down, we'll serve your God. Elijah, you know the story. Elijah mocked them while they were cutting themselves and trying to do all their incantations and all their things before to bring down fire upon the sacrifice, and nothing happened. So Elijah says, get out the water pots in a drought. Long drought. Wet that thing down. It's time for you to go to sleep. Your God is not real. After he got done mocking them and after he got done scorning them, he got serious. And he said, now we're going to see who God is. Amen. He said, wet it down. Do all you got to do. Just wet that thing down. And he began to pray. And fire came down and consumed the sacrifice. Amen. God is a God that will fight for you. Amen. He's on your side. He had all these wonderful things happening in his life. And in chapter 19, it says, in verse 1, it says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. He had killed all them prophets. Took them down into a valley and slew them. And with all how had he had slain the prophets with the sword, then Jezebel sent messengers unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. In other words, I'm going to seek you, and I'm going to find you, and I'm going to kill you. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba and which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Listen to his cry. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him. Friends, we got angels on our side. Hallelujah. That can come and minister you into your darkest night, in your deepest trial. Amen. If we will trust in God. Amen. And we will just stay firm in our belief, in our trust in God, enduring the trial of our life. God will come and minister to us. And he took a hold, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals of in a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength that meet 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. He had thither into a cake and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of the host, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Has anybody ever felt like you're the only one that's doing the work of God? You're the only one left. Nobody else is wanting to follow this thing. Amen. We're just toiling away. Amen. We're just but a few. Amen. We're just but a few. And God, oh, God, it's just me. God, what's wrong with this country? Nobody wants to serve you, God. Nobody wants to bow their knee to you, God. I'm here all alone in this area, God, trying to pull out a work for you. And nobody wants to follow you. Anybody felt there? Anybody been there? Hey, man, you're in your life where you're at right now, saying, God, it's just me. Is there anybody else? Everybody is just falling away, and I'm about lost my way. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. It was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that God that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, and who was plowing in the 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again for what I have done to thee." And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh and the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people. And they did eat, and then they arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. I'm here to tell somebody today that you're not alone. God has an army. Amen. You might not see it right now. Amen. You might not hear it right now. You might not understand that it's fighting for you right now. But I'm here to tell you, he's got thousands of men that haven't bowed their knee to this world. Amen. You're not alone in this, my friend. Amen. You're not alone in your battle right now. Amen. Jesus has got it for you. Amen. God has a plan. God has a plan, my friend. He's working it out. He's testing you right now. Amen. He's saying, are you going to endure till the end? I know it's tough. I know it's hard. I know, but I want to see what you're made out of. Come on, I'm testing you a little bit. The fire's hot right now. It's not easy. But come on, I want to see what you're made out of. I got you. I got a whole lot more. Amen. You're not doing this on your own. But if you'll trust me, I got a plan. And you're going to do some things. You're going to anoint some people. They're going to do greater things than you ever dreamed of doing. Amen. God has a plan for this body, for this church. Amen. We're in a time right now, it just seems like everything comes our way. But I'm here to tell you, don't stop. Amen. Just stay in the fight. Stay in the fight today. Amen. Keep on. Just stand if you have to, but don't give up. Keep walking. Keep living for Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep honoring his name. Amen. Keep doing what you know how to do. Amen. God has got you. Amen. Amen. He's going to take you through every trial and every battle. Matthew 24:13, it says, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Hallelujah. Come on, we're close. We ain't no closer now. I mean, we're so close now. Hallelujah. This thing can end tonight. Hallelujah. We're so close. It's not time to give up. It's not time to turn around. It's time to keep fighting. Amen. Keep fighting. Keep your sword out. Keep your shield out. Amen. Keep living for Jesus Christ and don't get out of the fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on keeping on. God has it worked out. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't give up. Don't turn around. Don't look side to side. Just give him praise and listen. Listen for the still small voice. God is going to speak. He's going to give you the direction that you need to go. Amen. He's going to give you the direction you need to go and walk in. God is going to give you what you need. Can you get Revelation 12:11 for me? Revelation 12:11. We're going to a place where there'll be no sorrow, where there'll be no pain, where there'll be no sickness, where the Lamb is the light, and his glory will be there for our eternity. And it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. My friend, God may call upon you to give your life for this thing. I don't know what He's got in store, but He may. He may want you to be a Saul or a Stephen. I'm sorry, a Stephen to save a Saul. And that requires giving your life for this gospel. With what you're going through right now, and something comes to require your life, will you endure? Will you take that next step when a rock's thrown at you and bashed into your head? Or will you stand in a vengeance and say, I have a right. I've got a right. It's my right for you not to do this to me. Or will you let Jesus Christ be in you and say, Father, would you forgive them? They don't know what they're doing right now. So that their lives can be preserved and changed. That's what happened right then. When Stephen was being stoned by Saul, he was standing for truth and righteousness and preaching the word of God and telling people this is the way to live, and the way you're living is not right, and it's against God and it's against His way, and he was doing the will of God. But somebody stood up and said, you ain't got a right to preach to me that way. You ain't got a right to tell me how to live. You ain't got a right to tell me this is the way it's supposed to be. And that man looked at him as he was being stoned and said, Father, they don't know what they're doing. Would you please forgive them? I'm asking you today, will you endure it? Is this thing mean enough to you to endure to the end and stay in the fight? We must not lose our sight of what this thing's all about, and that's seeing His face. Paul said, for me to die is gain. To be in the presence of God for eternity. Hey, amen. Are we willing today, through it all? Hey, amen. We need to make some decisions right now. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know where we're going to be, how this thing's going to come about, how it's going to come to flourish. We never dreamed we would be where we're at right now, hearing and seeing the things we're seeing right now. Nobody's ever seen this before. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ is coming. And tomorrow He may require your life to save thousands. Are you going to endure in the fight? Or are you going to crumble under the load that He's trying to see that you're worthy to bear for the cause of Jesus Christ? I'm asking you today, why don't you come to Him and say, Jesus, prepare me for the fight. Prepare me, God, that I will not turn around. That I will stand in the midst of the darkest hour of my life and stand for righteousness. If I just have to stand like the three Hebrew children, Lord God, when they were asked to bow before the king, they said, King, live forever. But we will not bow. We will not turn around. We will not bow to your idols. We will not. And they stood and they were thrown into the heated, 7 times hotter furnace. And God came through and kept them in the midst of the fire. Amen. And preserved them. And God turned a whole nation to him because three men said, I will not stop. I'm going to stay in the fight. Kill us if you will. We die, we gain. But I'm going to do what God called me to do. And I'm going to stand for righteousness. I'm not going to turn on my brother. I'm not going to slap him in the face when he slaps me in the face. Amen. I'm going to love him. I'm going to turn the other cheek and I'm going to say, I'm sorry. Forgive him, Lord. Don't know what he's doing. We got rights, but we got a better right. And that right is Jesus Christ being Lord of our life. Hallelujah. Will anybody stand and stay in the fight today and endure to the end? Come on, you got the power of the Holy Ghost upon you today. You got his name written on your life.